What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
It's like cool guy like. Sorry. Fuck, I'm saying like too much.
You want to start there? I guess you just responded to criticism right at the top. What's up? Welcome to the Insecure Podcast. We're here to respond to tons of criticism we received recently, and we're here to argue with everyone invisibly, so we win the arguments and nothing we say can be refuted.
Welcome to the Insecure Podcast.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Cody. I don't know who I am.
And
joined by Noel as well. How are you feeling, man? Oh, sorry,
really
dude.
Scared.
Ah, fuck. I called you
I'm
man,
really
but
really
what's up,
scared.
Mood? Oh. Combining man and dude.
No, we could shout out the boy. What's his name? Steven. Dude,
who? We don't have to start there. Actually, we might as well bring it up now that
what the fuck? Who cares?
I've mentioned it.
All right, forgive me, man, if I fuck your name up. Bevan Ward.
His name's Bevan.
Bevan, B-E-V-A-N. I don't know. I'm probably fucking this up. He did a video and
Bevan.
It's like Steven just with a B. He pointed out that we have a bad habit of saying like, and it's so funny because I'm so mentally in my head about saying I do that so much, and I used to do that a shitload when I was trying to get better at stand-up, and it was like the one thing all people I hung around with, they say, hey man, you say too much. So I think
on stage?
So I think I just reverted to like.
I think is not as bad as like.
Yeah.
I watched this video, his video. It's not like, it's not, I thought it was going to be a hate video. I thought I was going to click this and he was going to be like, fuck these guys, fuck their podcast.
And you were ready to just drink it all away?
I was, dude, I was ready.
Table.
I was ready to shut down the Patreon, shut this shit down. But I'm trying not to say like right now. It's fucking me up.
I know, but it's good.
It's good. No, we need to think about this more. Because I watched this guy's video, and he's not mean. He's a fan. And he just made this video because he was bored, and thought that we needed a little bit of criticism on the podcast, which we welcome with open arms.
Yeah.
And we want this show to be good. We want you guys to enjoy listening to it just as much as we like doing it. So and so I think I did watch this video, and I did think it was really funny, and I thought we should watch it together and think about it.
Yeah. It's so crazy how I don't know. Obviously, we've been doing this for a little while now before we started. I think it's so easy to, and we've talked about this before. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I think it's crazy when you start something and, or not just you specifically, but when you get into entertainment and you do something for a little while, it's crazy the ego some people get just because they've been doing it for a while. Like time automatically means, if someone has criticism, you can just like write them off. And I've never understood, you could be 5 years into a show and if people say, man, it's not the same, or I'm missing this, or I wish you did more of this. I don't think it's so beyond you to just, because those are the people that watch what you do and enjoy it. I never understood why people get so bent out of shape when they get criticized for shit. I think when you double down and you're like, oh, fuck you, that's when you start upsetting people. I think stuff like this is so, and I'm doing the like thing now, but I think stuff like this is great, and it's a good reminder. I completely love shit like this, so let's kick it off. Shout out to the boy Bevan. Like hangry, like Snickers style, like I didn't eat.
Cody and Noel are two YouTubers who got together to form the comedy rap
Wait, hold
and
on, are you sharing your screen? I can't see it.
Oh, my bad.
No, dude, it's all good, man.
Sorry, it's just
no,
me and
cool.
Bevan.
I see how it is, dude.
No, it's just me and Bevan.
Leave me in the dark. Yeah, you and Bevster. The beaver.
Wait, turn off camera.
Okay. My initial thought when I saw this video, my first thought was, fuck this guy, man. Or like, you know, even just seeing the title and the thumbnail, I was like, fuck this guy. Fuck, he doesn't know what he's fucking talking about. And then I was like, no, shut up, dude. Maybe we need to think about this.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, that's my ego.
Yeah.
Getting in the way.
We'll talk about it after, but I think it's something a lot of people naturally suffer from. And I think you see more of it just because so much stuff is on the internet and you do have access to random people's opinions about the show and stuff. And I think you get a majority of, everyone does, gets a majority of like either random opinions or, you know, opinions from people who don't really watch what they do. And so it's easy to just dismiss it. You know, oh, this person doesn't know what they're talking about, or this person doesn't understand what I'm trying to do. So I think videos like this can easily just escape you because you're so quick to just, kiss my ass. But
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
TMG or Tiny Meat Gang. And their songs are pretty good. And their podcast is also not bad. But
I'll take it. Not bad.
No.
I'll take it.
From an Englishman, I'll take pretty good and not bad.
I think he's Australian, isn't he?
No.
I couldn't help but notice they say the word like.
Oh, yeah, Aussie, even better.
Like
a lot. And I wondered exactly how often do they say these words.
I like this guy's set.
So you take a whole heap of morbid curiosity.
He has a great set.
Yeah. Nice work, Bevan.
And you sprinkle in a global pandemic causing me to self-quarantine so I can't go outside and spend time with my friends that don't exist. And what you end up with is me going...
How did I completely miss that he's Aussie? I've really thought he was English. That's such a fat strike for me. He's going to be so offended watching this. He's going to say, I'm English? Fuck you guys.
Yeah. And the fact that you said, oh, from an Englishman. Okay, I respect it or whatever. Wait, Aussie? Oh, never mind.
Oh, man. No, even better.
Cast they release and cutting out every single time they say the word like. So how often do they say it? Well, in episode 124 of the podcast,
which was recently,
like We cut out everything we said. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning into this week's podcast.
Oh man!
I'm getting flashbacks of right now. Okay, the only thing I'm gonna use as a as a 2% defense, 98% of this is super valid. The only 2% I'm going to defend are the times where we've been on the road and our brains were a bit fried from performing.
That's fair.
And we are out of gas. That's the only 2% of the 100% likes I will defend. That's 98% fair. Are bullshit, but there's a 2% where we were completely taxed from touring, so we had no capacity to think.
Yep.
This one, where is this one? Is this Australia?
Yeah, that was recently.
Yeah, this is Australia, so we can't even use jet lag as an excuse here. Yeah. We were already like in that time zone for a week. I know. And this is 100% me.
Like!
What'd you say? Like. Oh my good God, dude.
How many does it end up being in this episode?
176.
This is so tedious, man. I have so much
appreciation. I mean, he does it for like 4 episodes, too. Like, this isn't even the worst one.
Holy fuck.
It's pretty wild. But anyway, what'd you say?
I said, shout out to this man. Everybody show Bevan some love, dude.
Yeah, man.
No, honestly, I love stuff like this because there's no way you're ever perfect, right? And I'm just not trying to harp on the same thing, but I don't know. I like this. Whatever. What were you about to say?
this is one of those things where when you hear it, you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've never noticed. I listen to our podcast all the time because I'm vain.
Mm-hmm.
I've never noticed it.
Yeah.
But I do notice it on other people's, and it annoys me. So I'm glad that someone brought this up because it was a kind of an eye-opening thing. I was like, oh, fuck, do we do that? Of course we do.
Yeah.
It just, we don't know what we're fucking saying half the time, so we just, you know, we gotta find a different word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we replaced it with, you know, smegma, for example? Or and just we just said that instead.
Just a harmonized
Yeah.
If it was something enjoyable, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But the word like is such a, it's ugh.
Or what if we replaced it with
Yeah, so I'm watching The Tiger King and
It's pretty good.
Turn it into the horniest podcast ever. Yeah. No, I was going to say you're not perfect and you clearly you got to respect a guy who sat through four episodes and put together a tedious cut like this just to say, I like you guys, but you do this too much. You can't be mad at that in the slightest.
That's very true, man. That's very true. This probably was so tedious making this edit.
Extremely time consuming. So,
shout out to Bev, man. This has 13,000 views on YouTube. Wow. Yeah. When I saw it, I had like 100. That's crazy.
I think the good part about calling it out like this or like acknowledging it is it'll be in our minds, at least I hope. My goal with this is to burn it into my brain. We talked about it for 10 minutes and I'll stop doing it. And just even with how much I'm streaming, I think this is a good thing to look at because I noticed I was doing on stream a lot. And so you can, when I look back at some of the like the VODs, I can see my brain, like the dissociation happening. Like I say and then I think about everyone who's ever told me not to say and then I start saying it more.
You can't really blame yourself for that, though, if you're going for 4 hours.
Yeah, but...
You gotta give yourself a little break. We need maybe we need a like jar or an jar.
Ooh.
Where every time we say it, we contribute, and then at the end, we buy something. At the end of the month, we buy something for the podcast.
That's actually really cool. I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
It's kind of a good idea.
We should count up however many he counted and then figure out something. We'll have Kyle do that. We'll have Kyle count all the spins he put together and then figure out something cool for the podcast cost-wise. And that'll be our first like jar purchase.
Yeah, I like that a lot. What can we get?
When does
like something
count?
For the set?
When does like count all the time or does it not count when we use it correctly?
I think use best judgment. I think if we're using it because we're fumbling over our words, then
we're gonna buy something cool and then everyone's gonna go, nah, run that shit up. Run that like jar up, man. Don't change. Keep doing you. Be you.
It's funny though.
No, I think that's super dope.
Anyways,
this is good.
Yeah,
I like criticism. I think criticism between people who watch what we do and us is good. It makes us better. And that's the last I'll say. Sorry.
This is a new chapter for TMG. Yeah. I think we've said it probably three times maybe now.
No,
in this episode?
About 10. We said about 10.
10 times though in 14
minutes?
I've
said it like 8. I just said it right there. 9. $1 in.
Damn, fuck.
It's all right, dude.
What should we get? Like something sick, like some giant.
What are
those teddy bears that are those giant teddy bear statues that are really expensive?
Bro,
you know
who makes those?
Hypebeast shit, Miami.
I forget the dude who makes those. He actually created one. Have you seen that giant one by Fullscreen?
No.
Yeah, maybe he didn't make it, but by Fullscreen, there's this massive. How would you describe it? Yeah, it's kind of a spectacle. It's pretty big, but I think it's one of those. You're talking about the shit that's in the Drake video, right?
Yeah, those are like collectible.
Yeah, I forget the dude who makes those. Somebody who,
like even the small ones.
somebody who uses scripts to purchase Supreme clothing, let us know what that shit is. Man, wait, can I just say, dude, I'm happy. It's such a weird way to do it, but I'm happy we made a sketch, dude. I'm really stoked about that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was really refreshing watching that video. I don't know. It felt right.
Yeah. By the way.
Fuck.
No, it's good. It's good. Just pause. It's way better to do that. Just if you're stumbling, sorry. Just don't say shit.
Yeah. I was saying, smegma.
Schmegma. Fuck.
It was really refreshing.
The smegma was
refreshing.
You're gonna do that on our next tour. You're gonna be in the middle of a sentence and go. Yeah. So that schmegma. I.
Maybe it's a penalty. It's like when we say it, we have to say smegma right afterwards to like humiliate ourselves. Fuck! I just said it again. Fuck. Whatever. Whatever. I'm working on it, you know? No, it was good. It felt like a return to form.
Yeah, totally.
And it made me go back and watch our old sketches that we were making on your channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a really funny comment on the Chick-fil-A one is still my favorite.
Really? Wow.
I really love that one. I think it flows really well. I think it's like just well acted.
It's
like
so,
we've downplayed it really well, and it just comes off casual and really funny to me.
What a crazy thing for us to do.
What do you mean?
Like, see, big, fouled it again. No, we didn't really have the green light to shoot in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were signed to full screen as talent, but I wasn't. And it was just Marcus and Gideon. We just said, yo, we just want to shoot something really quickly.
And yeah,
we just
is pretty,
did that.
That's a pretty big risk.
At your job to just pull up with a camera and like a tripod. And
that wasn't even the only time. We did it plenty of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were shooting every day.
Yeah. And cutting that was funny too. But either way.
Yeah, you can hear the audio jumps.
The changes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen the sketch, search Chick-fil-A board meeting. It's basically, you know, I won't ruin it. Just watch it. Actually, I have to ruin it to make this content or to give context to this comment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we, you know, one of our intern, we're the board members of Chick-fil-A. We're like figuring out how to increase profits, and one of our interns says, "Well, you can just stay open on Sundays," and then we fire him and get mad at him. Basically, that's the gist. It's funnier when you watch it. But yeah. One of the comments that someone left 2 months ago is, "This is terribly inaccurate. Not only is CFA doing really well financially." But yeah, using the stock ticker, sick. But ideas like open on Sundays and sell beef are horrible because they're fundamentally changing the identity of the restaurant.
Oh, here we go.
You don't bring in new business by changing what your existing customer base likes about you. Also, I heard they tried spicy nuggets, but they didn't sell well enough to make it a sustainable product. I've been to stores where they sell spicy strips, though. The worst part is, the skit wasn't even funny.
Whoa.
It's like, all right. Fresh from his first business school class. Jesus Christ, dude.
That's high karma from Wall Street Bets right there. My man trades stock, dude. Anyway, what are you going to say?
Were we on Wall Street Bets or something?
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay, yeah.
That's definitely what I was thinking of. Yeah. No, I'm happy because I wanted to do it after we got back from tour, and I've been thinking about it for a while. It was a weird way to pull it off, you know, just not really seeing anyone. I have to say, the way that came about was House Party reached out, and they say, hey, we'd like to sponsor a video, something like that. And I said, what the fuck could I do? Because I really didn't have any ideas. And then I had old sketch footage specifically that men doing chores bit.
Yeah. You had that footage already?
I had that. I shot that last year, actually, because I wanted to do this idea. And then the Mormon sketch I had already shot, but the audio, I forgot what I did with it. I lost it. So the footage, I was going to try and ADR it, but obviously that wasn't going to work. So the last 3 days have just been crazy. I felt, honestly, like I was producing a music video or something because it was just so wild. Noah has been, shout out to Noah, man. He was cutting, I think, like, you know, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
He just cut, send me revisions. I just, you know, kick back with notes. And it was to the point that I was cutting with him. So I don't know. I'm just really happy we got it out. So
no, anyway. It was great. I love the format on it.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah. No, seriously, like having the fake commercial and the short little sketches stitched together, like it felt like a real show. Like that's why I think, fuck, thanks, I keep dude. Saying like, God damn it.
That's fine.
Like I feel something like that is very pitchable.
Yeah.
Like even if we just inject a little music in there, like skits or sketches with music in them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That we could do?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy how writing a 3-minute song or a 2-minute song comes together so much easier than writing a 3-minute sketch. I was thinking about that after rendering the footage. I was thinking a 3-minute song now feels long, which is wild.
Yeah.
But if you compare that to 3-minute sketch, and all I was thinking about was entertainment falling in like what's, you know, considered short form, a 3-minute sketch, if it's done not like well, it feels really long. A 3-minute sketch can feel like 5-7 minutes. It can feel really bad.
Yeah.
But it's wild how a two-minute song, I don't know, feels appropriate. So that's why I cut every bit down to about 2 minutes. Because I feel that's the sweet spot for almost anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
no. It
weird.
Felt really good. It felt like it moved really quickly, and the pacing was really nice. And
I feel that's honestly what kills a lot of SNL bits is they just go way too long.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, I feel sketch premises you murk them in the first minute, and the best you can do are a few more tags that like elevate it. Key and Peele shit is so entertaining because it's such high production value. But if you don't have that, then there's really no point to keep watching.
Also, like they don't really beat the joke to death. They usually just escalate to the point where it's a different thing entirely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Is that fair to say?
Oh, totally. And Key is such a fucking master at improv. So, you know, it's hard to beat that formula. And Peele is just solid with writing and that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I say all this to say I hope when the fucking quarantine is over, I hope this video does well because I'd want to just keep doing stuff like this.
But, yeah,
you know,
we should take it and pitch it to Quibi, dude.
Yeah, we can talk about Quibi in a second.
Shoot that shit vertical, dog.
The hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't it crazy to see all the shit we did at full screen and everyone's trying to do it now?
That's what boggles my mind about Quibi is it's so obviously, it's like TikTok. Like they're just jamming it down our throats with the ads and there's so much paid marketing for that app right now.
It's
everyone's
wild.
Fucking seen it.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows about it because it's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And have you tried it?
I haven't. This week has just been a blur, but you have, right?
Yeah, it feels the same as full screen to me.
Did Warner, like, does Warner, like, who started Quibi? His name? I forget his name. You
like
brought
the
him
biggest
up.
Guy in entertainment.
Do they have any, like, joint venture with AT&T?
Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Do they have a joint venture, or do they have any resources?
They raised $1 billion in funding.
Maybe it's just a brand new app then.
Yeah, it is. It's independent, but it's the guy from Jeffrey Katzenberg is the CEO of Warner or something, or was.
Got it.
They raised. Hold on. Just
because
real
you
quick.
Know
raised they raised $1 billion in funding from 11 investors last year. So that's why they dumped so much money into content, and then their whole play was. Come out with a shit ton of content from, you know, A-list people.
Yeah.
And reboot a whole bunch of old famous shows and then just pour money into marketing.
I don't know if I can say this, but I was wondering if they had any connection to Full Screen or AT&T because I know Rooster Teeth repurposed a lot of the SVOD from Full Screen, specifically like the code base. I know that the front end guys they're telling me about that. Off record.
Yeah.
You were joking that some of your code is probably in the app, and it made me wonder, did you know Full Screen or Warner pass off the code or anything? But
it's really similar.
Yeah, just from the screenshots I've seen, it does feel really similar.
All the UX is the same.
Yeah.
You swipe through cards. Mm-hmm. The bottom tab bar has like four tabs. It's really simple.
Yeah. And Full Screen as an app didn't live very long, so it doesn't strike me as something where some tech director or, you know, app general manager says, hey, we should copy these features. It seems like so specific, and the time apart is so far. So I don't know.
I just don't know if vertical content suits high production value.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't fucking work for me. I watched Punk'd.
Uh-huh.
It's Chance the Rapper hosting Punk'd. Mm-hmm. They rebooted it.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like it's going to be good, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's always fun to watch celebs get pranked.
Yep.
Like, it's an easy thing, I feel like, to... I mean, if they have a bunch of money, it's an easy thing to make it fun to watch. But the vertical thing threw me off.
Yeah.
They do the shit where it's you know, two squares on top of each other. To show two different things happening at the same time. And it's, like, hard for my brain to... I'm not trained to think about content in that way.
I don't think it works, because the whole point of filmmaking and storytelling is, at least from a technical perspective, is one, depth in your shots, right? Like, that's the whole point, is depth of field. That creates like a cinematic sort of storytelling vibe, at least that we understand.
Yeah.
And when you shoot stuff like that and you put it in vertical, I don't know, it just feels, everything feels green screen. Because your subject is really in focus, and then the background, you don't fully get it, but it's like kind of blurry.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Great point.
It just feels like a weird green screen show. I don't know.
That's a really good point.
I don't know. I get that kids make TikToks and shit, and they might be... I wonder if they're aiming towards a younger demo with that. If they have data that tells them, oh yeah, younger people consume shit in vertical format. But I doubt that, right? There's no way.
I mean, that's just taking data from how often people are consuming stories and Snapchat stories and all that stuff. But vertical, it suits real life shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vlog-like stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think it suits the storytelling.
No.
Maybe they're trying to make that happen because they see a shift, but I feel like people have been trying that for the last 5 years and it just hasn't worked.
No.
And I don't know why it would work now.
Dude, and technically that shit is such a nightmare. It's so, ugh.
Yeah.
Full Screen, they would do that. They'd make them shoot stuff twice and just.
Yeah.
What's the fucking point, dude? I don't know.
I'm hoping that Jimmy and Christian's show is good.
It probably will be.
From what I've watched so far, just of the other stuff on Quibi, it's not for me. I haven't felt an impulse to reopen it, which is also, which is always a bad sign with like a new service or whatnot. Let's watch that that Golden Arm shit.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, speaking of this vertical video, shout out to this dude Zach. Zach Raffio, RAFFIO on Twitter. He posted this shit. It's just so funny. By the way, real quick, just speaking of vertical video, I saw the most insane vertical real life video the other day. This dude is walking down the street. It looks super innocuous. And his girlfriend or something comes pulling up in a Toyota Corolla, and she fucking runs him over. She just hits him with the car, and he does a flip.
What?
Just in a church parking lot, and then she kind of does a U.
Do you have the link?
I don't want to play it because it gets kind of ugly. She speeds off and comes back, and then he opens the door, and he's kind of, you know, he's attacking her and stuff, and it gets pretty bad.
Okay, but I was gonna say maybe we just like dedicate a portion of every bonus episode to like shock value content. You just shock me with something every single bonus app.
I mean, that's fair. I'm definitely into that. That one was dark though. That made me feel bad. I couldn't believe that though. It was one of those things where you watch it and you think, I shouldn't have seen this. No one should fucking have access to this, but it's just a dude in a window. I always wonder what the fuck prompts these people to film that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see that? Why?
Like, how are they already filming? Yeah, that's the thing. Because they're always filming way before shit goes down.
And whoever's filming is always dumb casual. They're just behind the camera. Look at this shit, bro. Look at this.
Dang.
Dang, look at this, man. Look at this right here. And he said, fuck what I'm watching. What are you?
He just run her over? Dang.
Dang. And dang. They're just eating toast in their window. Dang.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow.
Damn, that's crazy.
All right. Golden arm, bro. You know what? For all the fucking heat we just gave vertical video, let me tell you, this one works.
The tweet says, losing my fucking mind at this Quibi show where actual Emmy winner Rachel Brosnahan plays a woman obsessed with her golden arm.
The whole premise of this show is just Thanos, but a woman.
Then, of course, winter came. Heather got sick.
The tests have come in. It is pulmonary gold disease. As long as your body...
Pulmonary gold disease? Watch that being a verse.
Trinidad James.
Yeah, some rapper needs to use that. What could it be? Something old with ease. I got pulmonary
gold disease.
No, that's nice. Eminem. That's Eminem style.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It keeps absorbing the gold through your skin. There's very little I can do. You've got to take off that prosthetic.
No. I can't take off my golden arm. Ever.
Sir?
Whatever she wants.
This is like gold member, dude. She's like, no. I can't take off my golden arm.
Whatever she wants. That's a man who's been in a relationship longer than 4 years. That's his character. All right, you've been dating for 4 years. Go. She has to remove the gold. Whatever she wants.
Right. Happy wife, happy life. I can't take off me golden arm.
I can't get rid of me golden arm.
I can't take off me golden arm. They're always after me golden arm.
They're always after me golden arm. Quick, there's the lady with the golden arm. Oh, you've got to give me your golden arm.
This guy's got a sick beard. Just take the shit off, lady. Is she dying because of this arm? Is she dying? She's literally dying because she won't take off her fucking golden arm?
She's going to turn to gold, man. She's going to turn into an Emmy. That's what this whole thing is, a metaphor for her career when she turns into a fucking Emmy.
Damn, I take back everything I said about Quibi. Shit rules.
You're loving this shit, right?
That shit rules.
But it only works for this kind of storytelling. So maybe that's it. It just has to be storytelling with no need for depth or any technical aspects. It's just 100% character driven, right?
Is this not comedy? Is this not a sketch?
No, fuck no, man.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
They straight up got daytime soap opera directors and said, all right, what can you do with $20 million? The guy goes, I've got just the thing.
Trust me, I've got a golden idea.
He goes home and he opens a chest, pulls it out. I've been waiting to use you my whole life.
Hold on, dude. Just before you press play, just speaking of, you know, things that are golden, I want to shout out Honey really quick. I want to thank Honey for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. You know that Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And you know how great it feels to save, but how does it feel to save with Honey? Saving with Honey feels like you have a brand new golden arm. It really does, because every time you use that arm and you click that mouse on the Honey plugin on Chrome and it finds you those deals, it's one of the best feelings on earth. You feel like you're unstoppable. We've personally saved tons of money buying studio gear with Honey, and hundreds of dollars, I would say.
A big shout out to Honey when we were building the studio. So convenient for buying shit from Best Buy. Say it every time. Don't care. It was good.
Honey has found its over 18 million members over $2 billion in savings. Did you know Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, Best Buy, and more? And they're adding more every single day. Using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a daily little victory. Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMG. That's joinhoney.com/TMG.
All right, I'm going to smash play on this.
Yeah, smash it.
Dream. A terrible dream. Promise me something.
Anything.
When I die, bury me with my golden arm. Promise.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be some...
I will bury you with your golden arm.
I will bury you. Is this supposed to be some commentary on like consumerism?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And how we're obsessed with shiny objects?
Maybe.
Stupid.
I gotta know. See, you said you're not inspired to open Quibi. What about now, bitch?
I am now.
Yeah, now.
This is the
gonna...
best shit on Quibi, dude. Uh-huh. The scrubbing is vertical.
That feature?
How?
That
not feature, intuitive though? Is that?
I don't know, man. I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
How?
Because you can, the idea is you're peeing sitting down. Okay. And you can, keep control at the left hand. Left hand's available. You know, if the stream is getting too crazy, you can reach down, and right hand, you can always keep on the phone and scroll up and down. You're already cruising with the thumb. You just very quickly just, what'd she say?
Yeah, okay. I see. You're thinking functionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't work in practice. Maybe.
Yeah.
Welcome to the UX podcast. Where we talk about all things digital and UX.
We talk about design patterns.
No, this clip is too good. Dare I say it, shit is gold.
Nice. Right.
I need to take a seat with that one. That was bad.
Have you seen the show?
Wait, speaking of gold.
Yeah, yeah,
shout
sorry.
Out to this dude on Wall Street Bets real quickly.
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about this real quick.
I don't know who sent this. This was forwarded to me. And if you're not familiar, this is there's this trade school website called reddit.com. They have tons of dedicated courses.
Was it Reddit?
Some people say it that way. I've always just pronounced it REDDIT.
Okay.
And
maybe it's an acronym
really
riveting
entertainment.
double dick Instagram titties. That's probably what it stands for.
Yeah. Readily educated dudes delivering insane topics.
Insightful tech reviews.
There you go. REDDITR. The R at the end was removed. In the late 80s. Anyway.
Redditor.
Yeah. So, there's a subreddit, Wall Street Bets. It's for stock, trading stock, doing crazy shit. This dude leaves a comment. Cody and Noel, if you're lurking here and happen to see this, wanted to give a shout out and tell you I made my plus 665 options trade while listening to Stinky Money. PM me to claim your cut. I don't know what our cut of that would be, but hey, man.
I'm down to do that though.
What's good?
Let's take a percentage.
Yeah, we already have a massive debt on our like jar, so this would help us greatly.
Oh, that's what we do. Every like, we got to take, we have to, you know, put $5 or whatever into like an investment portfolio. And then we, at the end of the month, we pick a stock, or we have our listeners pick a stock and we put all the money in that stock.
Now, you know what would be dope, man? What if we did a little like charity? Because, you know, we're going to do the charity stream today. But no. Serious. If we smash like a ton per episode, we just drop some money in a bucket at the end of the month. We just, I don't know, buy some kids some school supplies, hand out some turkeys.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just spread
that's
it around.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think about that.
We could start it. We could actually start. I know you're not joking. We should actually do that. But we could think bigger. We could start our own charity. Likes for Life or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, we'll call it I Like Charity or something. Yeah,
let's call it Like, comma, Charity.
Yeah, Like Charity, you know?
Like Charity.
It's Like Charity. And that's the fucking tagline. Like Charity. It's Like Charity, dude. Oh, dude, a condescending charity site?
It's Like Charity, you idiot.
Yeah, we do charitable shit. What the fuck else would you
it's
expect
like where
from
you
charity?
Help people in need? Ring any bells?
Yeah, have you heard of it, dude? It's called Charity. Dick.
I like that. A mean charity website.
A mean charity website. We have to do that. I think that's
money. It's like one of those restaurants where the waiters are mean to you on purpose.
Yeah, but it's just, it's
like that,
charity,
but it's
dude.
Like charity.
Then,
you idiot.
Bro, then we have a big charity episode once a year where we run that shit up. We get all the likes out for the year of holding our breath on like. We run yeah. that shit up.
I'm excited for this stream today.
Me too, actually. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, me too. I feel like the energy is going to be good.
Yeah. Felix from Chapo might pop in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, shout out to that. I've
never chatted with him before.
Yeah, we played Fortnite once. It was fun. He lives East Coast, so the connection was bad, and this was at the top of Fortnite. Man, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not. But isn't it kind of crazy how the game truly, for the first time in how long, it feels as though it's actually falling off a little bit?
Fortnite?
Yeah.
I mean, it has forever, no?
I wouldn't say forever. I think their player base was still pretty dedicated until recently. Recently, I guess they have a lot of server issues, and they just keep releasing skins and telling people to go fuck themselves.
What do you mean?
When people play on their servers, they either can't connect or the lag is crazy. Just, you know.
Oh, general. They're like not addressing it. They're just putting more shit in the store.
Yeah. This big update coming. Deadpool skins. Man, what?
Fix your shit.
Anyways, though. There's a new episode of The Tiger King that follows up. I want to watch the other Tiger King documentary because whoever posted it on the Patreon said that they present Joe in a much different context.
Hold on, there's another one?
There's another one that's older.
What?
Yeah, and I'm really curious about that one, so that's my homework this weekend.
What kind of different context? How is it different?
I think the current Tiger King documentary kind of presents him as sort of like this troubled person who started, you know, in a good place and he became sort of bad. Yeah. I don't know what the other context is. That's what I want to know, is I wonder what this other documentary is like.
Did you watch the follow-up Netflix episode?
I didn't. Did you?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I think it's wild that they did it.
Yeah.
They must have done it, like, rushed in response to the traction that the show was getting, right?
100%. 1,000%. You know Netflix said, hey, dude, how's a $2,000 day rate for an hour interview? All those guys said, yep.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really curious. Anyone who's seen it, blow up the comments with your review.
Yeah. Movie
reviews. I
want
to know what y'all think. Did you listen to the DaBaby album?
I've not listened to any new music because of all the fucking work. I'm keen on checking that out. The single snippet he put out on his Instagram, I didn't know if maybe I was just being a plebeian of some kind, but I listened to it and I said, man, what's going on with this beat, man? This... like there's music is supposed to have some sort of, you know, like make you feel something. And I just felt like someone was talking over something. I don't know. It was.
Did it kind of sound like the Playboi Carti one?
No.
Because Jetson Maid's been making these weird ass beats. I really like them, but they all kind of have a similar sound. Like I heard Kenny Beats use one of his samples in his stream.
Yeah.
And the sample was really similar to the samples that are used in the Playboi Carti song and then this one with Future on the DaBaby album.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weird. It's kind of like you know how like Lil Uzi's album has kind of like spacey feel?
Yeah.
It's kind
of
like that mixed with like a cyborg mixed with like classic Jetson 808 or Jetson Made 808s.
Yeah.
It's weird. And it's really off-putting at first, but I kind of like it.
It just makes me wonder if, yeah, I know what you mean. Cause I kind of get that vibe, too, where I hear it at first and I say, I kind of hate this, but kind of slaps.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear that new Stunner for Vegas? I don't know if the song is new, but I know the song because of the music video. It came out a few days ago. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's that song called?
I forget.
DaBaby directing me, it doesn't matter. that shit, the beat is super minimal. And I was kind of impressed because I know Stunna has like a really dope voice and his style is really dope. And it, to me, I listened to it and I thought, damn, this dude, his voice is so dope. He doesn't even like need a ton of instrumentation behind what he's doing. He's just a good rapper. And it made me wonder if music is kind of gone that way a little bit, like just by the way of everyone using like Jetson Made and he's the dope shit right now. And DaBaby is DaBaby doing something that a lot of other people are going to do later? Or is this, I don't know. Is it just mid?
I think you have to have the right style to pull off a super minimal beat. Like they both do it well. DaBaby's kind of overdoing it now a little bit. Actually, this album, the beats aren't that minimal. He does like a lot more melodic stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like the beats are more full.
Okay. Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, I didn't. I listened to like 5 songs.
Got it.
I just picked and choose. I just did the shitty thing and went for the features. And
yeah.
I'm
really hyped for the West Side Gun album. Sorry, I just have to get that out.
I listened to the Tyler, the Creator one.
I haven't listened to anything. Don't spoil it.
I won't, but it was good. I liked it. I like recording on Fridays, actually, because all the new music comes out last night.
Yeah, yeah.
So we get to review it. The Kid Laroi is got to be one of the biggest stars in the next, like, year.
Yeah, no, for sure. He's going to blow. He's got a great voice. That kid is popping, dude. West Side Gun dude is, man, that guy is a fucking genius. If you go back even 2 years and you look at the content him and, like, Benny the Butcher and Conway, like what they were putting out, you would look at it and on the surface, if you're just cruising through a ton of music, rap music, there are so many things where you could go, oh, it's just some guys rapping, and you just turn it off. You're like, and they're not young, they're not like on Thriller, they're not on fucking TikTok, they're not blowing up their music in any of the ways that all the labels and shit are attacking now, and they just went from 3 guys in Buffalo to where they're at now, fucking on the runway in Paris and carving out like a space for them in music. That shit is, I don't know, super inspiring for me. I'm a big Griselda fan. So,
what's West Side Gun's story? Was he? There's a ton of cocaine jokes and shit like that. Was he like an ex coke dealer?
Oh yeah, him, Conway, and Benny. They were all they sold a lot of coke in Buffalo, and they were just moving a lot of weight. There's a lot to their whole world and just background that's super crazy. That's why their music, I don't know, you kind of, for me, and this is going to sound pretentious as fuck, but whenever I listen to a West Side Gun project, I always look at it like it's a movie because they're usually talking about shit that they've done or have seen for real. So it doesn't, you know, it's not just words. They're not just in the studio. Do you ever get that vibe? Like when you listen to someone rapping, you're like, ah, probably not, but it sounded good. Like, I feel like you could tell a difference when someone is
saying, like NLE Choppa.
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he has like like 130 bar verses about killing people.
Right.
The whole thing. It's like a 5-minute song all about how he brutally murders people. And it's like, dude, you're like 17. He says in one of the genius things, he's like, yeah, I've never even like touched any drugs, nothing.
Right. So when you listen to their music, it's to me, it's like a fucking experience. I feel like all his albums could be done with movies and shit. You know, they, I don't know. I think it's a lot, it's easy if you're not used to that kind of sound to like listen to it and go, man, this just sounds old school. But it's, yeah, I don't know. They inspire the shit out of me. Anyway, I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, I'm pumped to listen to it. I'll listen to it after this.
I always recommend, you know, a little a little influence is good going into the albums.
What do you mean a little influence?
You know, just a little, you know, just a little sauce.
Oh, you're talking illicit substances?
Yeah, just a little sauce, you know.
Dip into maybe a wobbly pop or maybe some devil's pubes.
Yeah, just a little something. That's my
spark up a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I thought one of the things that I was cracking the fuck up at this morning was Matt sending. First of all, one of the lyrics on the DaBaby album is my mom first gave me a condom. Uh-oh, or something like that. Like, uh-oh is the ad-lib or whatever, you know.
Right.
One of those.
Right.
So already it's like, what? And then Matt sends out this one.
Which is it?
I'm a dog. I'm a shit on my last hoe. All the pretty bitches need a asshole. Let's go. And I just thought it was so funny saying let's go after saying really weird off-putting shit.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I wrote, I'm the wave. Y'all a sinking ship. Fuck a bitch and then I drink her piss. Let's go. Let's go.
I say some cool shit. Everybody scream that way. I love it when girls doo-doo on me. I'm into that scat play. Let's go.
Let's go.
Wait, huh?
So high, feel like I licked a frog. Might go crazy. Might just kick my dog. Let's go.
Let's go.
Did this dude just say he's gonna kick his dog? Let's go.
Man, whenever I hear the phrase "kick my dog," I think of that shitty Jerky Boys bit.
Yeah,
yeah,
kicked my dog. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
an absolute. Just a classic 14-year-old bit right there.
Yeah, classic dumb bit right there. When, hold on, I don't.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
I told my ex-diving coach that I would go to their Zoom, pop into their Zoom meeting today at noon, and he just texted me, fuck. I totally forgot.
Here.
You know
man.
What? Can we take a short break between this and the other one?
Yeah.
Or you got too much? Yeah. I'll just pop in for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine. Dude, so. Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I feel bad because I blew him off earlier.
You blew him off, dude?
Yeah, I blew him off.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yeah, captain, with that captain's milk, you know?
Give me some of that cap. Give me some of that cap, milky cap.
Have we talked about the steering wheel clip?
No, we haven't.
That happened after last week's episode, right?
Yeah, it did. I'm sure people are the whole time are wondering, is your dog okay? I'm in a limbo with Ollie. Right now, he's good, but we're waiting for more results, and we keep... I don't know, man.
You know something's up.
Yeah, we're going to seek some second and third opinions because I feel that the care we have received has been a bit lackluster.
That's never good.
Yeah, so he's okay, but you know, we'll see what's up. Yeah, steering wheel clip. That stream was fun, man.
So much fun.
That was good. I feel whenever we squad, it's a good time. You, Me, Sam, and Spocky.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun.
It sucked. It sucked because I couldn't fully get the wheel to work. I think that's what some people didn't understand. Some guy thought it was fake on Barstool. He said, oh, dude, you could clearly see that it doesn't match up with the wheel.
That's so annoying.
Oh, whatever.
Isn't it?
Whatever. He didn't watch it.
It's like there's no way you can convince him that it's real.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, when you know that it's real.
Yeah.
And someone is convinced that it's fake, it's like, come on. Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I think the hardest part about it was the app I was using. It's a commonly used app for people trying to just use an Xbox controller on PC. But the steering wheel inputs, they don't bind perfectly, which was really frustrating. Because the app would pick up inputs from the device, but they wouldn't translate in-game. So I couldn't get it to a point where I could use it properly, which is, I don't know. I feel like it could have been funnier if I could have got the wheel to function. If you do it through a console, it works perfectly. So I think that part sucks. But what are you gonna
do? But it was still really funny. And you got on a shit ton of blogs and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, it was featured in a ton of gaming publications and stuff. A lot of international stuff too. Oh wait, hold up. That's There's great. This weird thing that goes on at my place right now where a fucking shitload of bees swarm around my window. Hold on, let me close this shit.
What?
Yeah, hold on.
That's scary as fuck. Bees! Covered in bees!
They must have heard about all that honey we were talking about.
Shut up.
That was bad.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
That's five in the swear jar. That's five in the bad joke
jar. That's five in the like jar.
Yeah.
That's terrible ass shit. Yeah, it was, I don't know. There's a fuckload of bees that just swarm around my window. It's really weird. I was walking Ollie, and I look up, and I see a shitload of them, and then I look on my balcony, and the sliding door was open because Alina just had it open because she was cooking something. I fucking bolted upstairs. I come inside, and she's just minding her own. She's like, hey. And I say, close the shit. Close it. We both run over and close it. And she freaks out. She says, holy shit. What the hell is this? I didn't even hear it. That's crazy. And we're standing next to the sliding door. You can hear all of them. He's going, whatever. And then creepily, an hour later, we're just sitting in front of the TV. And Alina looks down, and there was a dead bee in our carpet, just perfectly like laying on top. And then for the rest of the day, we just were freaking the fuck out. How many bees went inside?
And are just waiting?
Yeah, just waiting to
just freaking building little hives underneath your TV and stuff. But you got to think, dude, are bees real?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Everyone's always talking about saving them, but why?
Well, that's a government-led thing. That's a propaganda. The bees?
Have you ever seen
a bee? It's because they're not real. Then they're robots, and they don't want society to just destroying the little intel robots.
Do you ever... I saw one of these bees outside of my apartment, and I debated putting him down. It felt like a crime of some kind. I felt like if I did it, I would get in trouble with someone. I don't know. I've never felt that way towards an insect. It was really weird.
Like you'd get smited by God or
something?
You
or
mean like
yeah,
some authority would, some government authority would pull up?
Yeah. Or I'd just kill it and there'd be some, I don't know, Whole Foods lady in the hallway who'd be like, oh, unbelievable. Wow, you just had to do that, didn't you? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Ever heard of Save the Bees? Not familiar with that phrase?
Just, would you like it if I stepped on you? What? Who the fuck?
Some Whole Foods lady. She's a employee. She got a Whole Foods apron on.
Yeah.
Why are you in my apartment?
Did you want a receipt with that? Did you want a receipt with that bee killing you just committed, dude? Fucking shit. Are we moving on to the horn zone?
Yeah, let me pop into the Zoom real quick.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Please like and subscribe. We'll see you in the bone zone. But if not, we'll see you next week. Love you.
Yeah, sorry for the late episode, by the way.
Yeah, but, sorry, guys. That whole situation was really fucking scary. I'll just talk about that for a sec while you're on Zoom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I have to do...
just mute your mic.
I got to use it. I'm going to get off the call real quick.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that
fine? You can leave it and then join when you're done.
Fuck, we never watched the Netflix trailer.
We'll
God damn. Okay, we can do that
in
a
bonus episode.
Okay. All right, peace.
See ya in a sec. All right, guys. Yeah, just real quickly, if you care. If not, it's fine. I'll see you later. Or we'll see you next week. Basically, so we were about to record the podcast, and Ollie is just being kind of weird and following me around our place, and I just thought he was hungry, so I put out some food. He didn't go for it. He just kept sitting by my foot, and he doesn't do that ever. He's super independent, so I thought something was wrong. So I gave him to Alina, and he seemed to sit down. He seemed to be okay. I come back in here to record with Cody, and the moment I sit down, Alina calls me over, and she said, I just went to pet him, and he made this weird squeal, and he was writhing. And she just didn't touch him after that. She was like really freaked out. And so I look at him and I just gently touch his head, and he does the exact same thing like on command, and he's shaking and really kind of beat up, or not beat up, but he's just behaving really fucking strange. And the squeal he did was so off-putting. I've never encountered that before. And granted, this is my first pet. So we take him to the ER, and, the results came back that so far nothing serious seems to be the case, and I'm really trying to figure this shit out because he hasn't been right for a couple weeks now. So we got him some pain medication, which seems to be working. It's like a pain relief. It's not a crazy dosage, so I'm all right giving it to him, but yeah, that's kind of the status with the boy. So I'm only explaining because I think you guys should know, just because you pay to listen to this shit. So yeah, sorry if that went on too long. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the bone zone. All right, peace.